Then in 56, Baba came to Navsari. Oh, that was a great time when Baba came there, because he was to live with us, and the whole day he was to be with us, and plans were afoot about a month before that Baba was arriving, and all sorts of things we had to do for him. And everything was pre-planned. Every night all the Baba lovers would get together and think of all the things that we would have to do for Baba. And ultimately, Baba arrived on the 29th of January, 1956. Baba was to stay at Mansuri's house. You know Mansuri, the lady who takes care of the tomb. Well, that cottage is called Mehr Cottage. And Baba had said that he and 15 others would be coming with him. The Mandali with 15 others would be coming. And he was coming from Bombay. And at Bombay station, there were a number of Baba lovers to give Baba a send-off. Well, just when the guard whistled and the train was about to move, Baba gestured to all the Baba lovers, get inside the train. So all of them got inside the train. And when they arrived here, we were shocked to see that Baba, 15 of the Mandali and 70 Baba lovers from Bombay had arrived. All without tickets, you know. And Baba had told us that you should keep food ready for the 15 of the Mandali. And so we had cooked for about 15, 25 people, you know. And as soon as everybody arrived and we took them to this Mehr cottage, Baba says, well, go see that everybody has lunch, even the people who have come from Bombay. Gosh, I said, what are we going to do with 70 people? How are we going to get food for so many people? Anyway, this Lapsiwala, you know Lapsiwala, she knows. Sandra had been to Navsari, stayed with us. So this Lapsiwala was in charge of the kitchen. He is a Baba lover, but he manages the kitchen very well. So we had given him the whole charge. And we had divided up the duties. And I said, what are we going to do? He said, don't worry, we'll manage somehow or the other. We'll see what happens. So all the 70 people plus the Mandali and everybody sat down for lunch. And everybody had a thick, good feed, you know. And still food was left over. We had cooked for only about 25 people. And everybody was fed to their fill. And then Lapsiwala says, Bharucha, food is still left over. I said, God, what's happened? He says, yes, food is still left over. I said, come on, let's all have it. So we 35 Baba lovers also had lunch. And then there was still food left over. Arrived at 1 o'clock. Till 2 o'clock he was supposed to be with us. And then at 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock he was going to give a public darshan. So a car was ready, decorated with flowers and everything was perfectly done. And we took Baba to a ground very near Mehr Cottage, where Baba was to give his public darshan. Well, Baba sat down on the dais and there were about 500 people when Baba started. But then crowds came and came and came and came. And as you know, you might be not knowing maybe, that Navsari is a center for Parsis. And somehow or the other, the community in which the avatar is born is always against Baba. And so the Parsis were against Baba. Several meetings had been held before Baba arrived that we should boycott completely the darshan program and no Parsis should go there. Of course, they couldn't tell the Hindus. Hindus would always come. Muslims would come. Any other community would come. But they had advised all the Parsis not to go there. So we were expecting some trouble from them. And therefore, we had kept a lot of volunteers and police and everybody ready, just in case you don't know what could happen. Well, Baba got onto the dais and about 500 people were there and people came down garlanding Baba and Baba was giving prasad. And the prasad that we had kept was cashew nuts, currants and small sweets, you know, all mixed up in a bag. It's an expensive prasad. We never imagined how much would be utilized by Baba and we had kept one full bag full of that prasad ready for Baba. By the time the darshan finished, do you know, we used up 5 bags of them. And Baba began giving darshan, and he was giving prasad not like that, you know, like that. He would grab the prasad and give it. And this went on from 3 o'clock. About 4 o'clock, Parsi boys, you know, young boys, all of them, about say 20 of them came along. And we were sure that they were going to create some rumpus over there. So all of us looking at each other and keeping ready that in case they attacked Baba, Or they might come and throw some eggs on Baba. This is the usual thing when somebody doesn't like a speaker, say a speaker, anybody in the government and talking and giving speeches, they throw tomatoes and eggs and things like that. This is routine over there. So we thought that they'd probably throw something on Baba, and so we were all ready. Now they got into the queue, and we were very prepared for any eventuality. You know, when they were about the distance from here to that house, Baba stopped giving the prasad all of a sudden and looked at them just for a fraction of a second, you know. And that was the time when somebody clicked a camera, you know. And we got that picture with Baba holding the prasad in his hand and looking at these boys. And then he resumed giving prasad. As they neared Baba, all of us gathered around Baba. In case these people attacked Baba or hit Baba or did something or the other, we didn't know what they were going to do. Can you imagine when they came to Baba, they just put out their hands and took the prasad and quietly walked away. Excepting the first man, all the other 25 boys took the prasad and went away. And we said, gosh, they did nothing here. But we didn't know what mischief they were up to. Well, we were so engrossed in the darshan that we forgot all about the boys because they had taken the prasad and gone. We thought they had gone away. But actually they had not gone away. They were among the crowds. And then the crowd swelled up so much that Baba sat down on the dais. From his chair he sat down and began giving prasad with both the hands. There were two queues. One, the men would come, take the prasad and go away. The other side, women would take prasad and go away. And with both hands, Baba was giving prasad. And in 1 minute, we were counting, Baba's giving to 80 people prasad. 40 men and 40 women. You can imagine the crowds. Now, this means that the contact with Baba was hardly a fraction of a second. And yet, the seed also was sown in their hearts. So well, this went on. And Baba had said that he would sit there till 5 o'clock. Exactly at 5 to 5, Lapsiwala, who was standing next to Baba gestured to him and said, you know, this meant, go behind the stage. You see, we had kept that stage and we had decorated it up with curtains right around Baba on the top and everywhere, beautiful decorations and everything. Baba just said, go behind. Well, this fellow ran behind. And do you know what those boys had done by then? They had sprinkled gas, you know, petrol, all over the curtains, and they were about to light a match and blow the whole thing up, you know. And just when at that time Baba saved the whole situation, Baba told this fellow, go back. And we had never imagined this was going to happen. And all of a sudden the whole thing would have blown up, you know. And this fellow ran at the back, and as he ran there, the boys got frightened and they ran away. And Baba saved a very, very bad situation. Anyway, he said, keep the car ready. At 5 o'clock, I close up. So the car was ready. And at exactly 5 o'clock, Baba got up and he ran and got inside the car. And we ran after him. And we said to the driver, come on, quick, move. But the crowds, you see, the crowds saw Baba moving away. So they all surrounded the car. And the car couldn't move. Well, with great difficulty, sort of, we pushed the car ahead, pushed the crowds, and the car went ahead. And Baba got into Mir Cottage, that's Mansuri's house. And the gates were locked up, and then the whole crowd came in front of the house and blocked all the traffic. And do you know, Baba gave darshan at Mir Cottage right up to 12 midnight. People were just coming, and they would come. And Baba would allow them to come inside the house, you know, come in from the front door and get out of the back door. Just bow down like this and walk out. You see, there was a central passage in the house, and Baba would be sitting on one side, and people just bowed down and went away. Well, this went on till 12 o'clock at night. Next morning, you see, we had planned to take Baba to the center, to our center. We have a house there. And Baba had said, no going to the center because these crowds will never allow the car to go. So we were all very disappointed. But next morning at about 6:15 in the morning when I arrived near Baba, Baba says, come on, I'm coming to the center. You see, we always longed that Baba should come to the center. And so immediately in the morning when there were no crowds, no people, Baba said, I'm coming to the center. So there was no car available right then, so I got a tonga, you know, a horse-driven carriage. And Baba got inside, I got inside, and we both went to the center. By then, the Baba lovers had already collected at the center. And Baba climbed up the steps and sat down on a chair, and there's a very beautiful picture, a painting of Baba over there, and we got done by a local artist. And who was there at the Amartithi this time? Anybody at the Amartithi this time? No one? Well, we gave to the trust another painting of Baba, very huge portrait, also done by this local artist. Well, Baba went up to that picture, he bowed down to his own picture and sat down. And we were all sitting there happily watching Baba. All of a sudden, one of the old Baba lovers who had met Baba in 1932, he got up, looked at Baba, pointing to Baba and said, very loudly, he said, Baba, you are a thief. Gosh, we thought this fellow had gone off his nut or something, you know. We didn't know what to do. And then he says, you steal our hearts. And Baba called him, embraced him, and was very happy with him. And then Baba says, are you all happy? Can I go now? So he said, okay. So Baba got down the steps. Just two steps he got down, and then we suddenly remembered that we had forgotten something. So he said, Baba, please come back again. So he again came back and sat down on the chair. You see, we had tied a basket of roses on the top of his head. And we were going to pull a string, and all the roses are supposed to fall on Baba. In the excitement, we had forgotten it. So Baba again came back to the center and sat down, and we pulled the string, and all the roses fell, and Baba felt quite happy about him. A glass of water wouldn't be very much out of place. Please. Am I audible everywhere? Well, that was Baba's visit. And then, of course, after that, in the morning, we were to travel with him from there to another city.